The church dedicated to St. George, who is also the patron saint of the city, was built between the 10th and 11th century on the remains of the pagan temple of Hercules. It is one of the most significant monuments to be built in a Romanesque style in Campobasso. Originally, it had a single nave. Then, in 1429, the aisles were added, while the decorations and gilded stucco interior were completed in 17,000. The exterior of the church is Romanesque, and in fact, the facade is a chalet made of white stone in tripartite of half pilasters. There is one central access with four steps that symbolize a detachment from earthly things and a closeness towards God. Perhaps, originally, in front of the portal, there was a pseudo-porch, much like the one in the church of San Bartholomew. Today, all that remains are a lintel and an arch discharge portal, which are not decorated and frame a bezel. The bezel is a bas-relief which is divided into two parts. At the center, there is a depiction of the Lamb Crucifer, which represents the people who, through their sacrifice, attain salvation, while on the exterior, there is a floral decoration. On the front, there is a simple rosette, which is in a smooth stone surface in the shape of a funnel that filters the light inside. On the right side of the church stands the square bell tower containing five bells decorated with moulinet windows, while on the left side we can find the ancient cemetery. The interior of the church has lost its original appearance of the Romanesque style and is divided into three naves separated by four pillars, with low capitals that are barely accentuated. The central nave is covered in vaults and cross vaults, which are completely plastered, as is almost the whole church. The right aisle contains the tomb of Delicata Civerra and is interrupted by the bell tower and features the addition of noble family chapels. On the left aisle is the chapel of St. Gregory. The chapel of St. Gregory, on the left side of the church, is square-shaped and is surmounted by vault with frescoes, which are now mostly ruined and which depict stories from the Old Testament, saints, doctors of the church, and local legends. Today we can admire the frescoes positioned over the Sinopia. The last renovations uncovered a 14th century portal which connects the sacristy to the chapel of St. Gregory. The chapel also has very small windows, almost lids, creating an atmosphere of devotion and meditation.